This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
13 days to go, and Republicans mock Donald Trump for his race rigging allegations. Some do. But now, 13 days until Election Day, there could be proof.
That's right, Steve, because voters down in the great state of Texas, they're outraged. They say that their ballots were changed when they voted for Donald Trump, changed to Hillary Clinton.
All right, even worse, officials are blaming the voters. Garrett Tenney is live from Washington, D.C. with shocking details. Hey, Garrett.
Hey, good morning, Brian, Steve, and Ainsley. You know, early voting just began in Texas on Monday, and already there are reports of votes being changed at the ballot box. Several of these accounts from voters posted online have now gone viral, including this one from Shandy Clark. She writes, "I had a family member that voted this morning, and she voted straight Republican. She checked before she submitted, and the vote had changed to Clinton. She reported it and made sure her vote was changed back. They commented that it had been happening." Elections officials in several counties around Dallas say they have received a number of similar complaints. So far, though, their investigation suggests the vote changes were the result of user error and not related to software glitches or any widespread fraud. Yesterday, the Republican Party chairman in Tarrant County, where several of these reports have come from, said local party officials also don't believe there is fraud within the machines and that they've seen similar reports during previous elections. This election, though, voter fraud is on the minds of a lot of voters, and it's an issue that Donald Trump continues to hammer on at his campaign rallies. That concern is highlighted in a new petition on whitehouse.gov to remove thousands of voting machines in 16 states. This is after reports came out that the owner of the company that sold the machines has connections to billionaire Democrat George Soros. Business Insider has since reported that none of those specific voting machines are being used in this election, but that hasn't stopped this petition from garnering more than 80,000 signatures already. Brian, Steve, Ainsley.
All right, Garrett, thank you very much. I'm starting with these machines now. I kind of miss the hanging, dimpled, pregnant chads.
We were down that road.
Well, what's alarming?
I always liked the levers.
The levers to me were
levers
perfect.
Were
fit the levers.
You had them last week in Vegas, baby.
Oh, no, that's a different one. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. We know of a few people who have come out, and they said that they noticed it on the screen. What about the people that did the straight ticket that didn't notice?
Yeah. So just beware. Be careful.
Well, that's the deal. I mean, Garrett Tenney, that was on Fox and Friends with Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade and Ainsley Earhart. Is it any wonder, Scott? I mean, people are losing some sense of confidence with these voting machines. And we've seen, you know, there's been studies done on these Diebold machines, particularly, which I think are only in there in about 4% of the electorate. And so a small number, but yet, hey, those numbers can make a difference because it's 4% in the global aspect of it. But in strategic markets, I mean, something like 20 seconds, you can rig the computer. And it's very simple for them to do it. I mean, they had one of these tech geek guys, professors, you know, that went in there and did it and just showed how easy it could happen. And so now there's proof that this is going on, and it just exacerbates the problem. And what makes it worse is the Democrats and, and the DNC are, well, there's no voter fraud. This isn't a problem. I mean, they get real defensive. Instead of saying, hey, look, we need to protect the integrity of the vote, they get defensive. And it's just, oh, those crazy white right-wingers, you know, they just... they're all upset and it's all a lot to do about nothing. You know, the vote is so big and so massive. And because of the electoral college, it's kind of a non-starter. So we're just kind of chasing windmills like Don Quixote here. But meanwhile, this keeps coming up. And what happens is the people are losing faith in the process. This is the bad thing in light of all the rigging that Bernie Sanders talked about. And, of course, that conversation has continued as well with Donald Trump. And, oh, yes, there's evidence that comes out. So, you know, why would you not think that? This is Bill Martinez. The conversation will continue. Thank you so much for joining us. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, maybe it is time to take a breath here, huh? Let's see what's going on here. Let's ask some questions. I mean, we kind of grew up with that mantra, you know, question authority. And now more than ever, we seem to have lost sight of asking the questions and challenging authority. And is it any wonder that 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track today? Well, if it's going to get back on the right track, it's going to be because we the people make it so. So it starts with us, you know, the man, the woman in the mirror. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I urge you to go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. There's past interviews there, interviews that you can share with your friends, link them up. Also, our sponsors that support this program, we're so thankful for their support. It's what allows us to continue to grow to now over 280 markets across this country, around the world via shortwave as well. And we are grateful to all your support. Well, Donald Trump opened up a campaign here recently by saying that he'll accept the results of the presidential election as long as he wins. Kind of a little bit about what he said in the primary, you know, when they asked him, they asked everybody, hey, will you be there? Will you support the eventual winner? Of course, he was the only one that paused because he's a business guy. He wants to consider the options. Why not? Oh, my goodness. You know, you thought what a violation of the political process that somebody would engage their brains for a moment and think, OK, I want to make sure I know what I'm committing to, which is quite interesting because most of the other people there were lawyers or have a battalion of lawyers that they've worked with throughout their careers. And they would, on advice of counsel, say, wait a minute here, you know, slow down. Don't raise your hand so quickly. And ironically enough, those that raised their hands so quick says, yep, I'll support the eventual nominee, because they never thought in a million years Donald Trump would be the guy. And when Donald Trump was the guy, suddenly, you know, they're, they can't do it. And so, you know, what do they look like? You know, they raised their hand, said, yeah, I will be there, and now they're not. What do they look like? The typical politician that we've grown up with, and, of course, we're at this point now, in terms of typical politics that has this country in the morass that it finds itself in. What a mess. And how do we make it, how do we make any change? Well, if any change is going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. It's got to start at the grassroots level. The elites are happy. I mean, you know, kind of like what, trying to remember who was it, that pointed out, you know, how many millionaires exist in Congress today. Over 300 million. Oh, it was Ed Klein. Ed Klein was telling us. Ed Klein, who's the author of the new book, Guilty as Sin, talking about Hillary Clinton, and there's lots of guilt there that you can look at. And he says, hey, don't question it. It is what it is. You know, your eyes are not lying to you. It, in fact, is an issue. But he says over 300 elected officials are multimillionaires. And most amazing that they're able to do that while they're serving we the people. So how does that make sense? So Donald Trump says, look, I'm going to wait and I'll accept the results of this great and historic presidential election, quote unquote, is what he told supporters in Delaware, Ohio. And then he paused dramatically because, hey, that's what he does. I mean, you know, he is an artist. I mean, he loves the stage. And he says, if I win. And, of course, the crowd went wild, as they would say. And Matt Fitzgibbons is with us right now. He's the founder and publisher of PatriotMusic.com and a contributor to TheDailySurge.com. Hey, Matt, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. So, you know, the question came up in the debate, and it's just something about Fox and this goofy question, you know, that somehow they got to ask this question of, hey, are you willing to accept the results? Well, historically, we know that the results haven't always been automatically received. I mean, as recent as Al Gore, we know we went through all that exercise. And you even had, interestingly enough, Bill Clinton telling Al Gore not to accept the results. So now, because Donald Trump, you know, engages his brain and wants to think about it and says, well, hey, I'm not sure, especially when I'm playing in a system that seems to be unfair and rigged. Should I just, you know, drink the Kool-Aid with you right now? I'm not prepared to do that. And boy, everybody goes sideways and upside down over this craziness.
I agree. I mean, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Chris Wallace. He's a fantastic journalist. The question was probably appropriate given the fact that so many in the public wanted to know the answer to it. But it's kind of bizarre if anyone's been watching the news, if they've been, you know, living outside of a cave for the last decade. The executive branch has essentially weaponized so many of its agencies, from the EPA to the IRS. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton did it in the 1990s by illegally getting personal records on conservatives and conservative organizations. We have questions about this FBI supposed investigation of Hillary Clinton, WikiLeaks documents, scandal after scandal after scandal, reports of voter fraud and potentially election fraud with George Soros-tied machines. And all of this is fact. It's not even conspiracy theory. So why would anyone automatically accept the results of this election?
And what you're doing, Matt, is bringing it where it needs to be, and that is at the public at large. You know, okay, whether Donald wants to accept it or not, it's not so much Donald. It's the 40-plus percent of the people who are following him with some sense of hope and future for this country that are saying, hey, look, at Bernie Sanders said it's rigged. These things are happening, just like you say, the emails, the mainstream media, these polls that are coming out, and then you find out later in small print, oh, it's been prejudiced because they overweighted Democratic response over Republican. It just doesn't seem to be fair at any point. So it's not so much Donald Trump. It's we the people that are saying, hey, look it, this is out of control. Enough of this stuff, you know, with the emails and people, you know, pilfering the people's money and our treasury for their own personal interest. Thank you very much, the Clinton Foundation.
This may actually be the last opportunity that we have for a very, very long time, because after 7 years of scandals, corruption that's deeply embedded with Hillary Clinton and the Clintons, I mean, these guys are so crooked. The media, of course, is not doing its job, and WikiLeaks has demonstrated the collusion between this administration, the DNC, and so many left-wing journalists. We know, for example, that the Clintons stole furniture. They did it again at the State Department.
Right.
I mean, there's just so many examples of corruption that if she gets elected, we're not going to know even a small fraction of what they've been up to in the last 7 years, and we'll never know what she's up to.
Well, people are only hoping, Matt, that she'll bring back all the W's that they took when they left office. Remember?
Oh, yes, I know what you're referring to. They, as soon as they left, they pulled all the W's off of the keyboards as kind of a joke and an insult to G.W. Bush.
Right, exactly. Well, 72%, as you're right, have concerns over voting security. We just heard news about what's going on in Texas. You know, there's, you know, spontaneous reports that are happening around the country right now. And meanwhile, you know, if you're trying to uphold the integrity of the vote, it's as if you have some tinfoil hat on your head or something.
We also found out, though, that as soon as Barack Obama won, there were reports of widespread voter intimidation, including some captured on video outside of Philadelphia. And that wasn't pursued by the Justice Department. So why would we think it would be pursued if she were to win?
Exactly. Well, Matt Fitzgibbons has been with us, the founder, publisher of PatriotMusic.com and contributor to TheDailySurge.com. Matt, as always, good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, coming at you in over 280 markets across this wonderful country of ours as we continue to do all we can do to fight for this great republic, as I've said many times. It's not so much about us that I'm worried about. It's about our kids and our grandkids and the America that we're turning over to them. This is why we're fighting so hard at 19 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Jeff Eisenach is with us. Jeffrey's visiting scholar at American Enterprise Institute. He has served in senior positions at the Federal Trade Commission and the Office of Management and Budget at AEI. He focuses on policies affecting information technology sector, innovation, and entrepreneurship. Jeffrey Eisenach, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, and it's great to be back with you, Bill.
Hey, Jeff, let me ask you, first of all, before we get into the main topic, I'm sure we knew this was coming, that the United States was going to have to give up control of the Internet. But with the president doing this with a pencil and a cell phone, and we got nothing in return, what are we missing in translation over this, this transference of the Internet to the international community?
Well, I think the big picture here is, the Internet is a global phenomenon. Its participation in Internet governance is global sort of by definition because it is a private sector thing more than public sector thing. So that's a good thing. Largely it is public interest groups, and that mostly doesn't mean good, but also private sector innovators, entrepreneurs, corporations who are involved in all these Internet governance organizations with governments kind of on the side. The bottom line of all of that is that it is essential that the United States have an effective strategy for assuring that our values and our interests are protected in that very kind of amorphous blob of Internet governance. And amorphous blob here is good. sort of the way the founders created the federal government, it wasn't designed to be very efficient. And that's a good thing about the way Internet governance is done. But the way we did this thing in particular, to cut to the bottom line, was we simply, as you said, gave it away, got nothing in return, and we have no plan for assuring that American interests and values continue to be represented and hopefully to dominate what goes on in the Internet ecosystem. And I think ultimately that's because the Obama administration, in its heart of hearts, does not really believe in advancing American values or American interests, as you and I would understand them.
Well, that last paragraph is very serious. Has no plan, not interested, and here we are. I mean, this follows suit with so much of the policies, and I don't mean to sound so overly cynical and critical, but all you got to do is look at the fruit of the policies and what America has and where we are right now, and we're extremely vulnerable. So this is just another one of those things that is going to be turned over to the international community. And I see down the road where this is going to open the door to now taxation, you can call it whatever you want, from an outside body, not even within the United States represented by our legislative branch.
Well, that's been a fantasy of part of the United Nations, the agency that's under the purview of the United Nations that has wanted to get its hands on the Internet for as long as there's been an Internet. It's called the International Telecommunications Union. And every few years they come forward with another plan to impose an international United Nations tax on the Internet. And, it's what you and I would say, craziness. But, another few years of the kind of policies that we've seen under President Obama, and who knows.
Right. Well, Jeffrey, is there any way to put the genie back in the bottle and hold this back, or it's gone now?
Yeah, I think grabbing it back it might be a tactic in part of a larger strategy. I mean, I think legally it would be hard to grab it back. The law here is, you're talking about global international law, a lot of which is sort of made up and as you go along. Mm-hmm. So there's not kind of black letter law. I think you could argue that we're going to try to grab it back, but it would sort of be an act of assertion more than jurisprudence or litigation. But I think the more important thing for the next administration is to have an American global strategy for assuring that American values and interests are served, well served, in this global internet governance arena and in the global internet ecosystem economy, which ultimately is what drives, right? At the end of the day, what matters is, are we operating on a Huawei standard or are we operating on a Alcatel or a Western standard? Are we operating on Google or are we operating on Baidu? I mean, those are the questions. It's who is economically dominant in the economic in the internet sphere. And when we're living off a 25-year first mover advantage, we just take for granted that Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Google, Oracle, et cetera, are the dominant players in the internet. And that's not, that's not written in stone. The Chinese in particular are very aggressively wanting to play that role.
Well, of course they do, but when it comes to who's got the deep pockets, they're going to come after us like they've done time and time again. Anything that comes out of the United Nations, it is America carrying the brunt of the load here and an inordinate amount. And I see this again, deja vu, one more time. Jeff, not to beat this to death, but one more just final question regarding the authorization of the president. Who authorized the president to do this?
Well, that's a question, Senator Cruz put forward. The whole thing was constructed. It's a long story, but the whole thing was constructed out of baling wire and chewing gum, as they say, in the mid-1990s by the Clinton administration. And in fairness to the Clinton administration, the ITU was trying to grab the thing. The U.S. didn't feel, and I think probably correctly, that it could, that the current deal, which was very much kind of conducted under a contract with the National Science Foundation, had to change somehow. It was give it to the ITU or something else, and they came up with something else. And so I'll give them credit for not giving it to the ITU. But the legal authority for the whole thing was extremely squishy all along.
Exactly.
And here's the result is, did the president have the authority to end the contract or not? You get 1,000 lawyers in a room and they'll tell you 1,000 different answers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why we pay them so much an hour, just so they can keep billing hours, right? Jeffrey, regarding the cyber attacks that we were subjected to here recently that disrupted the internet activity of thousands of users, you start messing around with the internet and people freak out really quick. Immediately they start thinking, well, did something hit the power grid? What happened? Because there were thousands of users, particularly in the Northeast along the coast, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And millions. What you saw with this attack, I think, is, another example of how kind of widespread and broad and damaging, but not damaging, I should say, an attack can be, in the sense that, Spotify was down. I had to listen to Pandora instead of Spotify for a few hours. Not the end of the world. And my concern about that is that, we look at these outages and we say, boy, that's annoying. That's disruptive. I wish that hadn't happened. But, life went on. What I want people to understand is that we've crossed over a line, and it is interesting the Internet of Things was involved in this. So this was very much a hijacking of webcams and other, very unsophisticated Internet-connected devices with very little security, but all capable of sending a ping to a website and therefore being part of a denial-of-service attack, which is basically when you get millions of computers to all ping the same website at once and shut it down.
Exactly.
So that's what was going on here. But what I want people to understand is that the internet is power today. Cyber is power, and it is the power not just to shut down Twitter or Spotify, or to prevent you from being able to send emails or get information. Cyber is the power to shut down the electricity grid. It is the power to drive a train into another train by switching a switch. It is the power to kill people, and it's the power to kill lots of people. And we have been very fortunate not to experience a serious kinetic effects attack because we're not doing enough to prevent it.
Well, Jeff, people are talking about it in terms of acts of war, on our government, right?
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. So you're, and as you say, America needs a strategy for cyberspace that advances freedom, security, and prosperity. And that is quite lacking at this point, based on what you're sharing with us.
Well, if I hope people go to the AEI website and look at our American strategy for the internet.
Well, that's great. Okay, remind them again the AEI website.
www.aei.org, an American strategy for the global internet.
Jeff Eisenach, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Jeff.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Someone has to stand up and say it. Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine.
Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, we got to get out of this mindset that the lefts would want us to believe that we're just useful idiots. We've got to fight back, ladies and gentlemen, for the mere survival of this country. Like I say, it's not about us. It's about our kids and our grandkids. But that conversation will continue. Right now, we're fortunate to have with us Dr. Joe Alton, Dr. Bones himself. Everybody wants to be like Dr. Joe when we grow up, because if nothing else, you could have a Nurse Amy like he has, and then it's all good. Right, Joe?
Absolutely. Couldn't be better. And here she is, the lovely Nurse
that
Amy.
That was so sweet. Thank you.
Well, Nurse Amy, I mean, you know, we always like to brag about you, but usually we do it when you're not around, you know?
I know. I'm a busy beaver. You guys get man-to-man talk usually.
That's it. But you keep us in order here, okay, to make sure if we get too far off the skids here that you can put us back on track, okay?
All right.
Yeah. All right.
There's a woman listening.
Yeah, amen. Okay. All right. Well, Dr. Joe is a disaster preparedness expert, member of the Wilderness Medical Society, New York Times, Amazon best-selling author of the Survival Medicine Handbook for those who want to be medically prepared for any disaster where help is not on the way. And what we've learned over the years is that if we're not self-responsible, Dr. Joe, if we're going to wait for the government and wait for FEMA or somebody else, boy, we could be waiting for a long time and add to the misery, couldn't we?
You're absolutely right. We have seen in recent history so many different disasters in which medical personnel have not been able to reach those that were in need in Hurricane Katrina. Many people died that might have lived if they were able to deal with some of those medical issues themselves or for their loved ones. Flooding and so many other disasters can cause the inability of an ambulance or a rescue, even a rescue helicopter, to be heading in your direction. So it's important to have a level of medical readiness.
Well, I highly recommend your book to everybody. It is available at all the usual places, linked on our website, The Survival Medicine Handbook. But it is, you know, a practical application of what we need to employ and consider in the case of an emergency, because you never know. I mean, here it is. We just had Hurricane Matthew. I'm in Florida right now, and we were one of the targeted areas in Port St. Lucie, Florida, on the east. Thank God it stayed off the coast. We sustained a little bit of electrical outage and some minor flooding, some wind damage, minor compared to what happened up in St. Augustine and up through the Carolinas and parts of Georgia where the hurricane came a little bit closer. But you just don't know until you know. And when this happens and you're in the middle of it, sometimes you know, you really put yourself in a situation where your options are limited, and then it's a battle for survival, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I will admit that perhaps this week or this month or this year, you may not be in the crosshairs of a natural disaster or a man-made disaster, but over the course of a lifetime, those chances aren't so small. And over the course of your children's lifetime, smaller yet. And so it's important to start instilling a culture of medical preparedness, be a person that is willing to learn how to deal with medical issues, how to stop bleeding. There are active shooter events that occur nowadays. This is a time of crisis for this country, and it's not just because we have hurricanes, not just because we have tornadoes or earthquakes. We have a lot of other issues that we have to worry about now that we didn't have to worry about just a few years ago. Terror events are going to be a big issue, I think, in the next few years. And 1 in 5 deaths from hemorrhage can be prevented by the quick action of a bystander.
For example, let's break this down a little bit and let's take it step by step. The number one thing you said, be prepared, consider the options. We need to look at the environment right now. We see an increase in terrorist activity, though we want, you know, we don't want to admit it, but it's definitely happening. And when you're in the middle of it, you know, those who are prepared, have their head on a swivel, have an idea of exits and options, they're the ones that survive instead of the ones that just put themselves in the barrel, so to speak, and then you got a shooting situation where you are the proverbial fish in the barrel, right?
Absolutely. It's so important to have a idea of where the nearest exits are, to have a high index of suspicion when people are not acting normally, maybe dressed too warm for the weather, looking behind their back, what we call checking their sticks a lot. These are things that you need to watch out for. It's all part of what we call situational awareness. And if you're situationally aware, then you will have a plan of action in case you find yourself in these kinds of situations. And these situations can occur anytime, anywhere, any place where crowds of people gather.
Well, Dr. Joe, you mentioned right off the bat, you know, stopping the bleeding. What do you recommend?
Well, the first thing that you need to do is to basically apply direct pressure, if you can, do it with a barrier between your hands and the wound itself, even a T-shirt. Apply direct pressure directly on the wound, directly over the wound, too, so that you have the most pressure possible. That will stop the bleeding in many, many different cases. However, certainly it's very useful to know how to improvise a tourniquet or even to have if you have the medical kit nearby. I believe that in the future, I'll predict it right now on your program, Bill, that there are going to be bleeding control kits in every public place, hanging on the wall right next to the fire extinguisher. Those are going to have tourniquets. Those are going to have blood clotting gauze, the gauze that is impregnated with a certain powder that allows blood to clot or helps blood to clot.
Mm-hmm.
And just learning how to deal with this kind of bleeding situation is going to save lives down the road in the uncertain future.
And they're going to have to add this to some of these survival classes, right? I mean, I know they already have had to some degree, but, you know, you can go to a fire station and learn certain things and be certified in certain ways. But it's not just enough just to be a card-carrying certified individual. You've got to be aware of this. I mean, and this is something to practice and keep your knowledge and awareness about, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, we teach these classes on a regular basis throughout the country and along with other types of classes as we travel to various preparedness events and disaster expo type events. And this is something that we see so much interest in. There's a lot of people that want to learn this. And I encourage municipalities, I encourage church groups to start putting together classes like this that will save lives, I guarantee it, in the future.
And it's not all that engaging. I mean, some of what you share with the people are, you know, very reasonable. It's common sense, and it is something that you go, wow, I should have, this is a very powerful lecture and informative experience, and I should have done this a lot sooner. But it's not like, you know, you're off in the woods somewhere for 30 days going through the process, right?
Absolutely. Everything that we teach is plain English. It's meant for urban settings, but it works for wilderness settings as well. We are here to put a medically prepared person in every family.
Well, we're going to continue the conversation, but before we do, and with that suggestion, where can people go, Dr. Joe, for more information?
Well, we have almost 900 articles, posts, and videos at our website at doomandbloom.net. You can go there. You can find our books over at amazon.com, The Survival Medicine Handbook, The Essential Guide for When Medical Help is Not on the Way.
Well, our conversation with Dr. Joe Alton continues, and that website, again, I will remind you, doomandbloom.net. Not gloom, bloom, okay, because that's what we're going to do. We're budding into this new idea and concept of where we can be more prepared and make sure that we protect ourselves and our loved ones. That's what this is all about.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
MartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this great country of ours or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Our conversation with Dr. Joe Alton continues. Dr. Alton is a disaster preparedness expert, member of the Wilderness Medical Society, New York Times, Amazon best-selling author of the Survival Medicine Handbook, and I would say it is a must-have book. You need to not only have it on your shelf, you need to open it, okay, and read it and get yourself educated. And if you get a chance, by all means, take advantage of the many seminars that Joe and Nurse Amy conduct around this country of ours that will help you and go a long way in preparing you. For more information, you can go to their website, doomandbloom.net. Well, Dr. Joe, in talking about preparedness and what we do, how important is water in the spectrum of things?
Oh, boy, so important that most of the deaths, the avoidable deaths that would occur in any kind of disaster setting, are probably going to be caused by dehydration due to questionable water causing diarrheal disease and other kinds of infectious type diseases. So it's very important to know how to sterilize water, and there are a number of different ways. Mm. Of course, you can boil water. Now, remember, you boil water for several minutes. As you go up in elevation, you should boil for an additional minute for every 1,000 feet of elevation, because water boils at a lower temperature. Mm-hmm. As you go to higher altitude.
So how long do we leave it boiling?
Well, I would boil it for, some places say for 10 minutes, some places as low as 1 minute, but get a good roiling boil. That would be, I think, probably about 5 minutes of boiling, I think, would probably be good. Now, of course, you can also use things like iodine. Mm-hmm. 16 drops of iodine per gallon of water would be good to disinfect that. Also, bleach, 16 drops of bleach per gallon of water will disinfect water as well. So these are some other ways that you're able to do it. Even ultraviolet light, if you have a clear 2-liter bottle that's empty, fill it with whatever questionable water you might have there, mm-hmm. Shake it a little bit, and then put it out in the sun for 8 hours, and indeed UV light will sterilize or disinfect the water.
Great ideas. In your book, you address 10 natural pain relievers. Let's rank them and take a look.
Well, we have a number of really good pain relievers that you can find in either an herbal form or just in maybe in plants and just in your own backyard. One of them, of course, is capsaicin. Capsaicin is the ingredient in chili peppers that causes the heat sensation. Mm-hmm. That decreases pain by deactivating nerve receptors on the skin. So it's really good for muscle ache, arthritis sufferers, those that have pain that's neuropathic, for in other words, pain from injury or from nerve damage. And that's one thing that you can do. Commercial capsaicin can easily be found on the internet in ointments and creams, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's salicin. Salicin is, if you happen to have a willow tree in the neighborhood, if you scrape off the outer bark, get down to the green underbark, you can get some strips of that, make a tea out of it. That is actually aspirin. The first aspirin that was made in the 1880s, that came from the underbark of willow trees. So you can either chew on the green underbark, make a tea out of it. That's another way to go.
Yeah, and if you stick your tongue on it too long, it won't stick there either, by the way. I just want you to know. So you can try that out. Okay, but it works. Good.
Absolutely. Arnica is the natural anti-inflammatory. You'll find that in salves and balms. Very, very useful stuff. MSM, that's something that's great for arthritis. That's methyl sulfonyl methane. Mm-hmm. That's MSM. It's derived from sulfur, and it will help slow down degeneration from joint disease, especially if you combine it with glucosamine, chondroitin. Everybody who suffered from arthritis knows about those. Now, the herb turmeric, that has something called curcumin in it. Turmeric is something that's used to give curry, Indian curry, its particular flavor, and that increases the body's defense against inflammation, decreasing pain as a result. So there are all sorts of different items that you can use that will have pain relief that you could either grow yourself in a medicinal garden, or you might even find in your own backyard growing naturally.
Right. And stuff like this, the government is going to step up and tax you with it. Okay. We're not even into the cannabis aspect here. We're just, doing the legal stuff here. All right.
That's right. This is all legal. As a matter of the funny thing is I could have mentioned another herb called kratom, which is a Southeast Asian herb that is excellent for the relief of chronic pain. The only problem is just September 30th, the FDA banned kratom and its derivatives from use by normal people. The funny thing is that if you go on YouTube, you look up the words kratom saved my life, there are people that say that it actually got them off heroin addiction.
Wow.
And now that it's not available, I predict an increase in opiate death as a result as people go back on heroin and other painkillers.
And, of course, we have such an outbreak of heroin and opiate, the rise in deaths of those two drugs in our population. In fact, we were just seeing something here recently here in the East where it's just been, an incredible disaster that's been taking place.
Well, I'll tell you that kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M, was banned because of a total of 15 deaths over 5 years, of which only one of them was only related to kratom and not associated with a mix of kratom and other recreational drugs. In the year 2013 alone, there were 8,500 deaths in the United States from heroin only.
Exactly. Wow. All right, so turmeric, kratom, poop, can't use that, MSM, arnica, salicin, and capsaicin, right?
Right, also SAM. E-S-adenol.
Oh, yes, right, exactly. Uh-huh. Sammy.
Right, Sammy, yeah. People know about that.
Right.
It's S-adenosyl methionine. That's an amino acid, and it reduces inflammation by increasing neurotransmitters in the brain that give you the sensation of well-being. This is something that is like kind of supplement you would take long-term, seems to be the best strategy, but that works.
Mm-hmm.
Even things like hops that you find in beer, That has a form, has something called isooxygene, and that's an ingredient that you'll find in hops, anti-inflammatory, and some studies actually find it comparable to ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the problem with hops is that you may reduce inflation, inflammation in one area, but then you get this belly thing that goes up with it, you know?
It's like,
I mean, we got inflammation going in the wrong place. It's like you pushed one side of the balloon and the other side came out.
I absolutely understand. However, don't take away my hop.
just a thought here. That's all. I'm paying attention, as you can tell here, because I know if I'm not, then I'm going to get an email from Nurse Amy and say, hey, you missed this one. What happened here, right?
An email, phone calls, letters to the president. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, especially right now, we got to keep them on guard. You know, they've just been, just having too much fun on their own. You know, we got to keep an eye on them. The mainstream media is not, so why not us? And why not Nurse Amy? It keeps her busy, you know, because she is kinetic. You know, we've already determined that.
Yeah.
Hey, I can write letters to the best of them.
Atta girl. We'll keep them going. That's it. We got to keep them on guard. I'm telling you. We got to fight for this country of us. Yeah, you got it. Okay, so anything else here, Dr. Joe, regarding pain?
Well, regarding pain, let's see. There's quercetin, which is in flavonoids. Mm. Flavonoids are found in various plants, grapes, for example, even onions. That's a good anti-inflammatory. Boswellia is essentially a type of frankincense, like what the Three Kings brought.
Right,
to
exactly.
Jesus, the herb from India that produces certain acidic compounds that are touted as being useful for chronic pain, also anti-inflammatory. And used long term, Boswellia can give just as much pain relief as using many NSAIDs like ibuprofen, things like that.
Well, that's great. Well, Dr. Joe, when you're, you know, in your travels and speaking of emails that Nurse Amy was talking about, and you get a plethora of them, what seems to be the preponderant questions that you guys get asked?
Well, the main questions that we've been asked lately are based upon what's in the news. For example, during the hurricane, we were asked a lot about how to prepare for hurricanes, how to deal with flooding. So flood survival, that's one that you'll see a number of articles on the website and, of course, in our book with regards to flood survival with some of these active shooter events after Orlando, after some of these other events that happened. It was how to survive these kinds of events. After the earthquake in Italy, it was that.
Right.
Zika virus. Well,
I was going to ask you, what about Zika? Yeah.
Yeah, we wrote a book called The Zika Virus Handbook that did very well. And basically, right now, as things get cool in the United States, in the Northern Hemisphere, you're going to find we have less problems with that. But in the Southern Hemisphere in Brazil, it's heating up again, and we're heading towards summer there.
Exactly.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, the Survival Medicine Handbook, like I said, recommend, get your hands on it. Dr. Joe Alton has been with us. Of course, Nurse Amy has been chiming in, too, because we need her perspective. Doomandbloom.net is the website. That's where we want to go. Many articles are there and answering a lot of questions that you have, whether it has to do with Zika or hurricanes and preparedness, disaster preparedness as well. Dr. Joe Alton, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Wave, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
ProPure Water Filters.